Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Steven and Casey, are you there?
Yeah, yep. Andrew Powell. What's up, man? Steven Sports Talk, everybody.
Yeah.
From Radio.
Yeah. So you guys weren't able to start the show, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
We're starting right now, right?
Okay, yeah. So let's go ahead and start up right now.
All right. So we're going to start today's show by...
But hold on. The intro's playing.
By the intro.
You are now listening to Steven Sports Blog. Here only on MSL Radio.
All right, Miami. Sorry, I want to apologize for the late start. I don't know what happened to Darren Williams, our radio director, but here is Andrew Powell with us and Casey Wallach, as always. How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good. Yeah, what happened to Darren? Where is Darren?
I have no idea. He called me earlier, said 2:30, and now he's not anywhere to be found.
Well, that's very unprofessional, but it's all good because the show is on.
Thank God, Darren. Thank God Andrew showed up for that. So, okay, so we're going to start today.
Thank God.
I'm going to start today's show with Casey. We had a topic yesterday we were going to get to yesterday when we get time for it. Kendrick Perkins of the Cavs said that LeBron could be the next MJ. Now, Casey, do you want to go in a little bit more on that, what Kendrick Perkins said?
I don't have his exact quote, what he said. I mean, it was basically just essentially that LeBron was on track to surpass MJ, and also J.R. Smith said something similar to that effect, so...
Okay. Now, I personally don't think that LeBron's going to be MJ just because of the title run. Yes, LeBron's going to his sixth NBA championship like MJ did. But the thing is, MJ was 6-0 in his championship run. LeBron is 4-2 as of right now. So I don't agree that he's going to be the next MJ. Do you guys agree?
Me personally, I do not agree with Kendrick Perkins just because Michael Jordan stayed on one team. LeBron had to leave his team to go to more talent to win championships. Michael Jordan didn't have to do that. So LeBron is, and I have no hatred against LeBron, but he will never, ever, ever be Michael Jordan. Never, ever, ever. Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
I agree. Casey, what do you think, Casey?
I agree with that as well. You know, a lot of people, because it's become such a common topic this past week, and you know, everybody's saying LeBron's bigger, stronger, more power, whatever, and that is true. I think MJ has other intangible skills, like, you know, he's got better body control, you know, how he can quickly change direction and adapt in the air and create shots one-on-one, I think is much, much more than LeBron James. So, and like you guys said, that, you know, LeBron had to leave and go elsewhere to get championships, whereas Michael didn't. So that's how I feel about that one.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree. And, okay, so I'm glad we're all on the same page. MJ is definitely better than LeBron, despite, I'm sure LeBron may have broken some records that MJ had set in the 90s, but it's all about the titles at the end of the day. That's what separates LeBron from MJ, and I'm glad we can all agree on that.
Fans of Lee, I'm asking you now, do you agree with Kendrick Perkins that LeBron James is the next Michael Jordan? Let us know.
Hey, Steve, fix your phone.
At Casey Wallach.
I know, I'm trying to.
What's that?
Yeah, is that better?
I hear it.
Yeah, y'all good now. Y'all good now.
Okay. So I just want to ask everybody again, do you agree with Kendrick Perkins? Do you think LeBron is going to be the next MJ? Again, at Andrew R. Powell, at Casey Wallach, at Writing Fanatic 2, and at 305 Sports and Life. I want to hear what you guys think about that. Next topic we have for today, Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll, great coach, obviously. Nothing's going to change that. But there are two games in particular that I think will haunt him for the rest of his life. There's 2004 National Championship game against when it was USC against Texas in Pasadena. And then there was Super Bowl 49, where the Seahawks came up 1 yard short of a second Super Bowl title. Now I want to ask you guys, which game do you think will haunt Pete Carroll more, the national championship game or the Super Bowl?
Oh, the Super Bowl by far, just because he was 1 yard away from repeating as a Super Bowl champion. So you know the Super Bowl is haunting him more than anything. We were actually discussing this last week on the show, and I had asked Eric, or maybe it might have been off air, but I asked him, I think it was May 20th at the time, here on May 20th, how do you think the Seahawks players and Pete Carroll and everybody still feels about that? And you know it's still bugging them. You know it's still getting under their skin. So, yeah, that Super Bowl by far.
What do you think,
yeah,
Casey?
I mean, well, I agree also with Andrew on that one, just because just how close you were, and, I mean, how like you said, that, you know, it's one of those things that will haunt you forever. I mean, you're just going to continually be running those scenarios over and over in your head, you know, what should have, what I could have done. And the national championship game loss was also, you know, a big one. But I really just think, just because of the magnitude of the Super Bowl, and, you know, it definitely, I have to go with that.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. I definitely agree with Andrew. 1 yard. This team played so hard for, what is it, 4 months, 5 months? They come up 1 yard short of the Lombardi for the second straight year. It's just so disappointing. And for fans that don't know what I'm talking about when I say 2004 National Championship game, it was number one, USC, against number two, Texas, in Pasadena, basically the home of USC. So they were obviously favored against the Longhorns. But quarterback Vince Young, that name rings a bell, I bet. He scored the game-winning touchdown to lead Texas to the national championship. The reason that it was pretty much heartbreaking for Pete Carroll is because of the hype before the game was so big that, you know, everyone just thought that the USC Trojans would be national champions again. And again, fans, which game haunts you more, Super Bowl 49 or the 2004 national championship? At Andrew R. Powell, at Casey Wallach, at Writing Phonetic 2, and at 305 Sports and Life. Next topic. We're gonna get right into last night. Last night, the Western Conference Finals, Game 5. No, I'm surprised I actually went to a Game 5. I was hoping that... I'm not really surprised. I was expecting Game 5 because I knew that the Warriors were not going to win both games in Houston. I knew that wasn't going to happen. But last night, of course, the Warriors got it done at home, won the game 104-90, and they are on their way to face the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA Finals beginning next Thursday, June 4th. And it's funny. This game is pretty funny because Stephen A. Smith, actually before the game, he predicted the score would be 102-90. Yeah, he was just that short. Score was 104-90. So it's so close, Stephen A., but a little close, but not close enough. Now we know who's in the finals. Who do you guys have winning the finals and how many games?
Well, here's what I took away from the finals. The fact that Golden State did not shoot well whatsoever. Everybody on that team, even Steph Curry himself, had a horrible shooting performance. And they still put up 104 points. So I tweeted that out last night. So my point by saying that is Cleveland, and as horrible as their defense is, they're not beating Golden State. I have Golden State in 6 games.
All right. Casey, how many games? Who wins and how many games?
Golden State in 6.
Okay.
And just because of, there was turnovers last night, and like Andrew said, they weren't playing their best offense whatsoever. And, I mean, they still pulled it out. And, you know, I mean – They just look so dominant, and as far as comparing them.
When it comes to Mark Jackson, because we all know that Mark Jackson used to be the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, if Golden State wins the championship, because there was a debate going on Twitter last night, and I think that he should, but do you guys think that Mark Jackson, if Golden State wins the championship, should get an honorary ring? Because he was the one that built that team.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, because I don't know if you saw after the game, there was that moment where Draymond Green came over where he was announcing and, you know, gave him a hug and thanked him and everything. So obviously the players still have tremendous respect for him and everything that he did in building that team. You know, I mean, I could see possibly that happening. I mean, I think it'd be like, you know, it's one of those things where it'd be a good PR move, obviously.
I'm going to have to disagree about the whole hierarchy of the ring thing, because there are a lot of coaches that have built great teams and that didn't get, I don't see any hierarchy rings for them. Mike Ditka, he built the 85 Bears, 15-1, Raptors and Patriots about 420, no hierarchy ring. Pete Carroll built the Seahawks, drafted Russell Wilson in 2012, won the Super Bowl next year, no hierarchy ring. Bill Belichick, drafted Brady, sure, 199th overall, 6th-round pick, but greatness overall. No honorary ring with 4 Super Bowl titles. So yeah, I don't think that the honorary ring should be presented to him. So, I guess Andrew left the show. So I guess it's me and Casey now. So,
okay.
So if Andrew's there, I'd like to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the team that lost the Western Conference Finals. Or should I say, you're listening to the Sports Blog on MSL Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know, because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here only on MSL Radio, Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
You have been listening. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
That's right. Me and Casey Wallach are back on CBS Sports Blog here on MSL Radio.
And can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Very,
finally,
very clearly.
Damn. I hate Blog Talk Radio. But anyways, go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, I'm good. We were just talking about, obviously come back from commercial. We're going to talk about the other side of the Western Conference, the Houston Rockets. Now, I think it might have been during the conference finals, whatever the case may be. But apparently there was a curse going on called the Little B curse. And the curse was apparently put on by James Harden. Now, I plan on asking this today, if the Rockets had lost, which they did, do you guys think the curse is real?
Yes.
Yes.
And the reason why I say yes is because not only did the James Harden curse come true, but he cursed Kevin Durant as well. And ever since that curse, Kevin Durant has not been the same.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
That's true. Not only has Kevin Durant not been the same since the 2012 NBA Finals, he hasn't made it back to the Finals. And he missed, like, basically the whole season last season, allowing making Russell Westbrook do all the work for in his absence, and they still don't make playoffs. But anyway, not talking about the Thunder, talking about the Rockets. Yeah, I do believe the curse is real because the Rockets lost, but because James Harden made history last night for the wrong reasons. James
right.
Harden set the record for most turnovers by one guy in
13.
A single game. He had 13 turnovers. And how many points did he have? 14. 14 points,
wow.
13 turnovers. That spells curse to me. I don't know about you guys, but
ooh,
yeah, you can listen to that sound effect on the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williams and Aaron Robinson, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on MSO Radio.
Hey, Steven, when are you going to get in contact with this Cleveland fan? Because I'm excited
for
this.
I think that's the next thing I'm going to talk about. Right? Hold on. I'm look for it right now. Yeah, this guy, I think this guy's name is Brian. Then he showed his last name on Twitter. This guy calls into the show last night and starts bashing Andrew, Darren, Eric. And he was even bashing other people on Twitter, too. He's bashing the network. And also, he was tweeting out to Anna Harford, the sister of the Atlanta Hawks, Al Harford. I don't know what he was telling her, but this guy needs to shut his mouth already. Like, he's a lowlife. kind of like other guys we know, that we're not going to put their names out there because, you know, it's no point anymore.
They don't deserve it.
But they're,
yeah.
There's a lot of guys like him. He's one of them. He is trash. He's a lowlife because all he does is go on Twitter and bash people on Twitter. But he can't call into shows. He can't answer phone calls. Many of Cleveland fans showed up last night. Couldn't answer phone calls. Couldn't do a lot. So basically you're all hiding behind your fathers and mothers and whatever the hell the case may be.
Well, they
man
haven't
up,
been paying their
right?
phone bills.
Or
yep.
Dirty Mexican joke. Oh, my God. I swear, people are so terrible. I hate people. I say this all the time. But a little about the, yeah, talking about this Cleveland whole Twitter whatever, just makes me hate Cleveland a little more than I did before. I know the only reason I hate Cleveland before is because all their sports teams suck. Like, come on. The Browns have won, like I said this yesterday, I'm going to say it again. Browns haven't won a title since 1962, before the Super Bowl.
Really?
The Indians haven't won anything since forever. The Cavs lost 27 games in a row last season before LeBron came. And, yeah, that's you know, I guess that's the only
team
they have.
Can't get too much more depressing than that.
Then, you know, we can look at our teams.
What I don't understand with Cleveland, though, is why do they make their whole town's identity? I understand that there's nothing to do in Cleveland but watch sports. But they literally make their whole identity behind their sports teams, but yet their sports teams don't win. I guess that could explain the humorless, depressed, miserable attitude the Clevelanders have.
Right. Definitely. And, you know, a lot of people like to make fun of me because I'm a Cowboy fan. We haven't won a Super Bowl in 20 years, but my team has made it to the Super Bowl in the past, you know, 50-something years. So I don't want to hear any of that from me, especially if I'm any Cleveland fans. I definitely want to hear that from these guys. And same thing for the Dolphins fans out there. Now, you guys haven't won since, like, 1974.
Hey, what did the Dolphins do to you? Hey.
I know, I'm just, you know, because we have a lot of haters, even in Miami. We have a lot of haters. Someone shut them up, too. Dolphins haven't won anything since Super Bowl 8, 1974. Go home. Stay home. Whatever you want. Whatever you people
yeah,
do.
The Dolphins going to be a squad this year, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Donovan
yep.
Sue, Cameron Wake, Jordan Cameron, Kenny Stills, Sarah, so on and so forth. They got a lot of good people. They got a team. I give them that. But if they want to buy us the Cowboys, just wait. I think it's like week two. The Cowboys come to Miami. So watch out.
Buster, all this is from Casey. He told me this last night. Buster, I only wrote an article to DeMar Shahar.
Anyone is their next manager. But obviously, Dan Jennings is not the answer. Now that was their last guy. I don't really know his name, but Dan Jennings, not the answer for the Marlins as far as head coaching goes because they still suck. Hate to say it, but even Marlins fans even agree. I've seen this on Twitter. Marlins fans agree that Marlins suck this season. And it's depressing because it was supposed to be such a good season. Matt Latos, D. Gordon from the Dodgers, Juan Carlos Stanton signed a 13-year, $325 million deal, all these things. So promising for the city of Miami, when it comes to baseball, and they're sitting in the bottom of the NL East. So,
you were saying, Casey?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, basically, he sent the article, you know, that A-Rod would be a good fit for the Marlins and probably the Marlins only for a number of reasons, just because of, you know, his baseball knowledge, you know, knowledge of different situations and players. You know, A-Rod and Miami are tied at the hip. You know, he lives here now, from Miami. He'd have credibility among players and, you know, they said he's been really good with young players, and he's been showing like he's more comfortable right now with the young Robinson Cano, I don't know how to say his name, than other vets that he's been playing with. And his past PED issue is it's not a disqualifier for a major league job. It's just some interesting things, and, you know, he's so recognizable Miami is the community of Miami is a more forgiving one than other communities as well. So
let's just all hope that the Marlins can get back on top like they were beginning of the season. Last topic for today before we get into our last 2 cents. Adrian Peterson, we all know that his coach Mike Zimmer said either he plays for us or he doesn't. He's not going anywhere. And everyone's wondering why he's skipping OTAs. Everyone thought it's because of the trade. Adrian Peterson silenced those rumors of it being because he wants to trade. He says it's personal. Basically, that's what he's saying. Casey, do you see AP eventually showing up to OTAs, or are we not going to see him until training camp?
I don't think he's going to show up till training camp, to be honest with you. You know, they've been saying he wants an extension, you know, of his contract, and, you know, I don't see that happening either necessarily as well. I mean, it's all just been kind of ridiculous, and, I mean, you just start to get sick of it. I mean, just either, you know, play or retire. I don't care anymore.
yeah, I can understand where Casey doesn't care. She is a Packers fan, and obviously Packers Vikings have their beef, especially with Brett Favre going from one team to the next. But it's time. It's that time today again, ladies and gentlemen. Time for our last 2 cents. I'll go first today. Austin Carr said that the Cavs win it all. There will be a LeBron statue in front of every building in Cleveland. Come on, that's ridiculous. You know, you have statues of Bill Belichick over in Foxville, Massachusetts. Why would we have things of LeBron after one title? Dodgers host Juan Uribe bobblehead night last night after they traded him to the Braves. Awkward. And the funny thing is, the Dodgers were playing the Braves in Los Angeles. Awkward. Hey, renew some rivalries in college football season. That begin with Halloween. Georgia will play Florida and Jacksonville, Florida. That's going to be a good one. It always is. November 27th, Thanksgiving Day, Arkansas will host Missouri in the SEC matchup on CBS. Montreal Mayor, I don't know his name, he met up with MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred about a team coming to Montreal. He asked me, there's no need for American sports teams in Canada. That goes for the Raptors as well. Bring the Raptors to America. Keep the NBA, MLB, NFL, and NHL in America. Riley Curry, Steph Curry's daughter, stole the show again last night, partying up the Warriors on the West. Cute little girl. I think she's like 3, maybe 4 years old. Adorable. Keep up the press conference, I'm telling you. Let's keep them there. Speaking of the West, the Patriots and Saints are planning to meet up in West Virginia to hold 3 practices together. That's pretty interesting. Quarterback Everett Golson, the former Notre Dame quarterback, transferred to Florida State. He's now telling reporters that the school blocked him from going to the University of Texas. What's up with that? That should be Golson's choice, not the school. Unbelievable. I can't believe it. And fun fact for everybody, stand up for my 2 cents. Win or lose the series, the Warriors will not finish with 20 losses. If they lose the series, they'll finish with 19 losses. I think that's the first time since the Bulls of 1996 when they went 72 and 10. All right, Casey, that's my 2 cents. Let's hear yours.
All right. Well, as you probably know by now, the Bulls fired Tom Thibodeau today and released an awkward and weird press release. that say it was saying that that the trust, like there was a breach of trust or something in the organization, and then they had a security escort waiting for him while he's packing his stuff up. So I mean, it's going to be a rough party there. And this is all while they were saying that they weren't going to let him go somewhere else initially. I mean, it's all a bunch of back and forth stuff. Probably get into it more tomorrow once, you know, a little bit more information. Let's see. Colin Kaepernick sent an offensive tweet to the city of Houston the other day, who is devastated right now by flooding and storms, basically to promote himself. And I just want to say that he totally lacks self-awareness, and he did delete the post and wrote an apology, but still, I mean, you know, try to think a little bit better on that.
In my 2 cents is Cleveland sucks, and that's it.
And I love Riley Curry.
Of course, we all do. Andrew, if you want to, we have another couple minutes. You want to give your last 2 cents into a segment where we just spurt out anything about sports and give our opinion on it.
Well, the live show is now over. The stream is over, but we're still recording. So, do you want to go past the recording, or what do you want to do?
We'll just say goodbye for now. Thank you all for listening to Steven Sports Blog. Thank you guys for being on. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Cleveland sucks.
You have been listening to Steven Sports Blog with Steven Ernst III, here only on MSL Radio.